Indie Media is DIY news. It is about people reporting their own news directly without the need for reporters, bypassing the corporate media.
There are 100 Indie Media or IMC websites worldwide providing grassroots reports of struggles, campaigns and protests.
There are so many people here who are saying no to the government today, and this is democracy in action.
Everybody's here. Everybody in the country seems to be here. They're just coming from all over the place. The banners are showing all the tiny, tiny little pockets of the country. Everybody has come down here.
The project started 3 years ago covering the massive Seattle protests which shut down the World Trade Organization summit.
Uncensored and unsponsored, IMC sites can be updated anywhere, anytime, by anyone.
The open to all nature of these sites means that you can publish your own reports about your own issues and at the same time connect to a global network of grassroots news. What you are about to hear are some highlights from these global websites and from our very own UK IMC Wire. For more information or to get the news direct from the streets, check out www.indiemedia.org.uk.
The world is waking outside my window. Bella ciao, bella ciao.
Hello
and welcome to
Sorry
the show.
Sorry about our intro.
You're listening, we were just arguing about whether or not Chumbawamba are any good. I say no.
No.
They're all right.
No. But anyway, they can sing, but they've got really bad
fired.
Taste in music.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, this is Indie Media Radio London. It's 1 o'clock on Wednesday on Resonance 104.4 FM. We'll be here for the next hour. And we've got a roundup of what's been going on the grassroots scene, stories from the UK Indie Media newswires, and also from...
And we've got some international news from Canada, New Zealand, Australia, India, stories from all around the globe from Indie Media newswires.
And we've got some of our favourite tracks, and we're not going to play any more Chumbawamba, so...
Get your pens and papers ready because we give out loads of email and website addresses that you can get in contact to find out further information, and there's also going to be some events lined up for you to go to.
But first up...
First up is you, Roy, and this is going out for the guys who do the 50-50 Sound Show on Resonance on Tuesday night between 11 and 1 because they rang up and said they liked the music a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you.
Your musical education. Be love with brothers and be love with sisters. Come on all over and walk with the station. I will tell you, if you are sick or sad, if you are young or old, you got to have a good time. Reach out and touch your musical soul. This is your ace from outer space. Now you can keep the smiles on your face. Cause this is a new generation. I'm teaching the youth to dig my musical version. Versions from creation. We pass from those stages. Whenever I rock you with this version, hit me jive, hit it on the track. I tell you about it, your ace from outer space. It will be no disgrace. Keep the musical smile. Wow! And whop it. Hit it, I tell you, on the track. If you are young, if you legal version. This is the now generation. Yeah, and this is the truth. I would never tell you no lie. Now, baby, be good. Wop it, baby, wop it. Hit it, Jack, hit it, I'ma try. Hit me back.
Sorry about that. Now we were caught up in conversation trying to organise Andrew's birthday, because he's got a birthday on a leap year, which is this year. Oh, I'm not allowed to say that. Anyway, that was Uroy. And now we've got some stories from the UK Indie Media website on www.indiemedia.org.uk. Now, the offices of BAA were occupied last Friday by people opposed to the addition of an extra runway in the southeast. That was part of the government's aviation white paper that came out at the end of last year. BAA is already in the process of building a new terminal at Heathrow and has just been given the go-ahead for a new runway at Stansted. For local people, the most immediate issues are aircraft noise, traffic congestion and air pollution. While for those living on the site proposed for the new runway, it's also about losing their homes. But this is not just an issue for those under the flight path. Air travel is the fastest growing contributor to global warming. Globally, the world's 16,000 commercial jet aircraft generate more than 600 million tonnes of carbon dioxide CO2 gas, which is the world's major greenhouse gas. That's per year. And aviation generates nearly as much CO2 annually as that from all human activities in Africa, just to give some scale of emission. Global warming brings more natural disasters, spreads infectious diseases and destroys flora and fauna across the planet. Airport expansion is just one more way that global capitalism is destroying the planet, reads this report. The desperate drive for profit at the expense of both people and the environment can and must be stopped. If you want to find out more information about the issues surrounding airport expansion, you can check out www.airportwatch.org.uk.
And we'll have more stories like that a bit later on the show from Canada.
Well, they're coming from everywhere, these global warming stories. In Mongolia at the moment, it's minus 60 and they get no rain at all in the summer. Their herds are dying, they're nomadic, and it's destroying their whole livelihoods. Obviously, they're dying and their people are dying, their animals are dying too. Okay, last Friday was also the 40th day of hunger strike in a tent in Seven Sisters, North London, in protest against the use of extreme forms of prison isolation, solitary confinement in Turkey. The three people who have been on hunger strike for the full 40 days, Afer Yildiz, Ibrahim Yeltsin and Ulas Keskis, are well, although at this stage of the hunger strike there is a danger of sudden deterioration in their health. The Seven Sisters hunger strike is to end on day 45, that's today, Wednesday the 4th, of February 2004. In Turkish prisons, 8 people are currently on hunger strike in protest at prison isolation, and their hunger strike is continuing. For more information, check the Indie Media website.
And moving away from the UK to Ireland, Tara don't want no Carrick Mines. This is from Ireland Indie Media, it's indiemedia.ie. And it's they want to build more motorways through ancient monuments. Carrick Mines, which was had a motorway built through it last year, started large campaigns, and now there's another one. A statement by Vincent Salif from Save the Tara Skorin Valley campaign on the proposed motorway through Tara. All interference with national monuments of Ireland is now presumed illegal and must cease immediately until the government has passed valid regulations governing such action. No ministerial order or grant of planning permission authorising interference with a national monument can justifiably be relied on. Any attempt to disfigure any national monument, particularly the Hill of Tara, will have to answer to the citizens of Ireland in their courts. The High Court has declared the system regulating destruction of national monuments unconstitutional, since it did not comply with the National Monuments Act 1930. The 1994 amendment to the Act, drafted in response to Wood Quay, which was a Viking settlement in Dublin that's now been built over, was designed to avoid the exact scenario we face today at Carrick Mines. It required three state agencies to make the important decision to interfere with a national monument. By reducing the requirement to two actors by statutory instrument in 2002, the government ignored the central democratic principle of checks and balances within the Act. When these two actors failed to perform their duties properly, there was no third actor to check it. All this is on indiemedia.ie in the features column, the main part of the front page of the website. And we're going to go to a track, which is...
I don't know, let's play and find out.
Radio London. Don't hate the media, Indie Media.
So you're still with Indie Media Radio London. We're broadcasting live on Resonance FM 104.4. Before that was a track by a group called The Foreign Beggars from a compilation called The Asylum Speakers. I want to play you more from that, but they swear too much, so we couldn't. But if you want to check that out, it's a compilation called The Asylum Speakers, and it's just an assortment of UK rappers. And if you are interested in UK rap, you may also be interested in the Peace Not War 3-day festival that's taking part at the Hackney, is it the Ocean?
Yep.
And that's February the
14th. 12th, 13th, 14th and 15th.
Whoa.
Four nights of music, different theme on every night.
Yeah, there's a hip-hop night and a, Asian dub Bangra night.
There's a punk night.
I tell you, you can check it all out on the website, which is peace-not-war.org. And you can buy tickets there, and you can get the whole lineup of who's playing. And there's some really, really, really good bands playing.
Yeah.
And if you don't manage to get tickets, Indie Media is going to be streaming the event every night while the gigs are on.
Hey.
So there'll be three or four hours of music. There'll be more on the website.
So you can just get some people around and party around your PC.
Yeah.
There's also the money raised from it is going to actually go to support groups who do support non-violent action and support peace and different peace groups, you know, here and abroad.
So go and check that out and get a ticket, peace-not-war.org. Now we've got a report which was posted to the Indian UK Newswire. It's about the No Border Day that took place all over Europe last Saturday, the 31st of January, which is the first time in Europe that mobilisations took place simultaneously on the same day. The actions called for the closure of detention centres inside and outside of the European Union and for the regularisation of all immigrants in Europe and for the recognition of the right to exile. This is a summary of demonstrations that took place in the UK. You can, of course, check out information about all the demonstrations on indiemedia.org.uk coverage of what happened across Europe. So in Oxford last Saturday, a manifestation for immigrant rights was held in front of the detention centre in Campsfield. A number of activists were arrested. The campaign to close Campsfield has been demanding the closure of the centre since 1993. In Doncaster, 200 protesters, including the Sheffield Samba Band, held a colourful, noisy demo at the Lindholm Refugee Detention Centre in the pouring rain. Balloons and paper planes were floated over the wall into the detention centre saying, "Freedom, no borders, no nations, no one is illegal," in many languages. Meanwhile, in London, at Waterloo Station, the Wombles, Barbed Wire Britain and the Rhythms of Resistance Samba Band held a protest at the mini detention centre at the Eurostar terminal. A 20-foot banner reading, "All borders are prisons," hung across the information board, while leaflets were handed out to the hundreds of travellers who were passing through the station. Staff tried to stop the leafleting and later closed the doors to the main entrance of the concourse. But most people seemed to be more annoyed about this than about the actual demonstration. Also in London, around 70 people from groups including the Congolese Society and Rhythms of Resistance popping up again made a big noise outside an apparently deaf parliament. There were a number of refugees present, especially from the Congo. Refugees are continuing to be sent back to unsafe countries like Afghanistan and the Congo, where there are currently four African countries at war over the natural resources of Congo.
A demonstration also took place outside the UN Refugees Agency building in central London. A mock shanty town populated by members of the Global Women's Strike and refugees from London made their point in an interesting way. And in Kensington, a demonstration was held outside the offices of the Daily Mail. The paper's history of propagating xenophobia and hatred of foreigners stretches back to its supports of Hitler during the 1930s. Meanwhile, a British National Party counter-demo just round the corner from the Daily Mail's offices shocked locals on Kensington High Street. Locals took exception to the BNP's presence on Kensington High Street with shouts of, "It's my country, I don't want Nazis here," and a few more straightforward expletives. Unfortunately, the people at the Daily Mail demo weren't hands-on anti-fascists, so the Nazis continued the demo until 7 o'clock that evening, relatively unmolested. There may have been 15 to 20 of them, but the fact is that they were able to hold a demo in central London.
Or freezes, as long as I've got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car. My trials and tribulations and my travels through the nations, with my plastic Jesus I'll go far.
Oh, plastic Jesus, plastic Jesus, riding on the dashboard of my car. Well, I'm afraid he'll have to go.
I guess you guessed that was called Plastic Jesus. I love that. I'm celebrating the fact that I got my records back after being burgled and my deck stolen and everything. But I got my records back, and that's to the beautiful people who stole my stuff in the first place. It's King Earl Boogie Band, Trouble at Mill. And there's some really funky guys, and I think that's a cool song. It's called Plastic Jesus.
You're still tuned into Indie Media Radio London. We're on Resonance 104.4 FM. Now, we've got some stories from the global Indie Media Newswires. Now, their purpose is to draw attention to the plight of asylum seekers fleeing from war-ravaged homelands and incarcerated by the Australian government on the small, impoverished Central Pacific nation of Nauru. 264 refugees, 93 of them children, languish for want of justice. This is the Flotillas of Hope, which have been organised to leave Sydney and Brisbane in mid-May and converge on the island of Nauru on 20th of June 2004, which is World Refugee Day. They are currently three boats committed and more are joining up. One skipper on the Flotilla of Hope said, "We intend to go to Nauru to offer hope for the people incarcerated there, to bring support to the indigenous people on the island and to highlight the plight of the asylum seekers. We have no wish to break any laws. Our voyage is a peaceful one." The flotilla calls for the closure of detention centres on Nauru and on Manus Island, which is in Papua New Guinea, and on Lombok in Indonesia, and Christmas Island, which is part of Australia in the Indian Ocean, as well as those on the Australian mainland. It protests Australia's ill-conceived Pacific solution as an overreaction to the just over 4,000 asylum seekers who have sought sanctuary by sailing to Australia between 2000 and 2001. Of the 1,229 asylum seekers shipped to Nauru, only 471 have been granted refugee status and settled in Australia, New Zealand, Canada and Scandinavia. 474 have been pressurised to return to Afghanistan, Iraq and other homelands. Those who have returned face uncertain futures and some have since died. If you want some more information on how to help or even how to become part of the Flotilla of Hope, there's much more about this story on the Indie Media UK site, indiemedia.org.uk.
And some news from India. 3 days ago, the Namara Bako Andolan began an occupation of the back entrance of the state building of Maharashtra, in Mumbai, India. Their demands are over 20 years old and include an end to big dam construction on the Narmada River and satisfactory compensation, rehabilitation and resettlement of the tribal peoples there, who have been displaced by flooding of their villages. The current protest is in response to the recent Narmada Control Authority decision to allow the construction of the Sarovar Dam to continue a height of 110 metres. At least 12,000 families in Madhya Pradesh will face displacement without any resettlement, while 2,000 tribal families also are yet to be declared as ousties and resettled. Since the beginning of big dam construction after independence, around 55 million people have been flooded out of their homes. Most of these people have never received any compensation, or none of them have been resettled, or not many have been resettled. And no assistance from the Indian government. This is all on MumbaiIndiemedia.org.
What are you talking about? Make some noise.
That nah, it was dope, though.
What? No, not me. No. Go ahead, man.
I got rhymes for the deaf, dumb, and blind, and a 20/20 eyesight. Big mouth yapping, crystal clear ear. Competition's mere child's play when I'm forming a kindergartener, sending yardener. Drawing board, I floored niggas with the skills. I'm sick and bored of all the triggers and the steel that you're capping. Why don't you give all that weak shit a rest and start rapping? I'm puffing a Buddha, bless, yes, I'm packing bowls and spitting the rhymes on Tesla, bro. Be like Dwayne from What's Happening, talking about yeah. Can't defeat me, delete me, beat me, greet me with a grin, or get your chin jaw and your neck, bro. joke. And then I rip off your arm and throw it in a stew. Boy, y'all make mincemeat of you. Sims beat a few wimps. Eat a few shrimps. Need a new temporary mind boggler. Follow me. G, niggero, bigger flows. Hover over small ones. Other flows of four. Come and get some. Running shit. One rhyme. After the next, master the flexology. Follow me. Take all of me. Fuck a beast, sucker, please. Don't you know my Uzi rays a freaking time like Chuck D. Psych. Thought I would contradict myself. Didn't ya? I'm getting ya. I'm hitting your ass with bass. All in your face will taste a bit in ya. Bowls of soul, get on a train. But I'm not dying. Cornelius, really, it's not no gimmicky shit like chicken popcorn. Now new and meteor shooting like a meteor. Beats fattin' meteor. Feed me your brain, child. The strange style contains vowel language. So tell your kids to go to sleep so the beat can enhance your eye. If you're a rapper, grab your micro. Cancel the clock, yo. Ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower. Hey, bonehead, nigga, put your rhyme in the tow-away zone. Red's all I see, like if my name was El Toro. On the land, smoking a reefer, underwater, smoking a coral reef. I squash beef like a meat grinder. I'm the kind of chief rocker to seek and destroy, boys. Oi, I'm all of that and a plate of chillin'. So won't you sit and listen to the way I flip the script like a pizza maker flips a pizza, breaking shit to leech. I'm making his complete awakening. Kids, I eat you like a batch of bacon, bitch. Taking it to the next step, let's get ill.
Nice shit. Yeah, that's your keeper.
Soulside in the house.
Soulside in the house. I like to introduce myself. My name is Fred Coon. Cool. Hey, let us stay on this mic today until you get even turned up more pages.
Yeah.
You're listening to Indie Media Radio London. Don't hate the media, be the media.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the bees. That's the sound of the police.
Welcome back. You're still tuned into Indie Media Radio London. We're live on Resonance 104.4 FM. The track you heard before that was Blackalicious. Songs for the deaf, dumb and blind. And now we've got some stories from the global Indie Media Newswires.
Okay, on the January the 30th, Dr. Will Saunders and Dave Burgess were sentenced to 9 months imprisonment to be served in periodic detention. The two activists have also been ordered to pay the Sydney Opera House Trust's full compensation demand for $151,000. They were charged with, I quote, malicious damage, end quote, for painting No War in 5 metre high blood red letters on the Sydney Opera House 2 days before Bush, Blair and the Australian leader Howard started invading Iraq on March the 20th, 2003. See Sydney Indie Media feature for this. In Ireland, meanwhile, Brisbane peace activist, Catholic worker Kieran O'Reilly returns to Dublin Four Courts on... Well, he returned the other day on Monday, February the 2nd, along with other members... The Pit Stop Ploughshares, and it charged with $2.5 million of criminal damage, quote, to US Navy warplane at Shannon Airport. Charges arise from non-violent disarmament action at Shannon, County Clare, on the 3rd of February 2003. For more information on that, see www.indymedia.ie. In the US, a petition has been launched to free three Dominican nuns serving prison sentences terms who took direct action in non-violently and symbolically exposing and inspecting a first strike 330 kiloton that's 20 times as big as a Hiroshima bomb Minuteman 3 intercontinental ballistic missile. Part of the petition to President Bush reads, "You can eliminate the need for further litigation in this matter by ordering the pardon and release of these religious women who have spent their lives in the pursuit of justice and peace and educating people about the moral and legal obligation for complete non-violent nuclear disarmament. It should be noted that these women are highly respected both in this country and abroad. On October the 12th, 2003, they received the Nuclear Free Future Award from Munich, Germany. Releasing the nuns now is just and humanitarian." You can find out more and the full text at www.petitiononline.com/KNOW00001/petition www.html.
And some news from New Zealand. Stones and logs blocked the main gate of the Government Communication Security Bureau-run spy base in Hauraki Valley near Blenheim, South Island, New Zealand. After a weekend of demonstrations organised by the Christchurch-based anti-bases campaign, from Friday the 16th to Sunday the 18th of January, anti-war activists from Christchurch, Auckland, Wellington, Nelson, Oamaru and the West Coast joined Blenheim locals in a variety of protest events, recognising the role that Wahapi and the GCSB, which is the Government Communications Security Bureau, play in global wars like the invasion of Iraq and the increasing state surveillance of political dissent. The weekend saw activists from around the country descend on the valley near Blenheim for the annual spy base protest organised by the anti-bases campaign. After the camp had ended, a dozen activists loaded up a trailer and vehicles with large rocks and logs and headed for the roadside entrance to the base. A barricade was quickly created against the gate and a banner was hung that read, "No NZ support for Bush's wars." The activists were able to leave before any security arrived. The rest of the weekend included a rally and march in Blenheim and a visit to the base. Uncle Sam spoke to the crowd outside the inner security fence, followed by naked protesters who created a peace symbol. The whole weekend was to increase public awareness about what Wahapi does and to demand that the base be shut down. You can find more on that on indymedia.org. Indymedia.nz.org.
And we've got a story posted to the Indie Canada website. This is about climate change in the Arctic and the global implications. Midwinter in Hamilton, Canada, is not the time one usually thinks about the issues of climate change and global warming. In the Arctic, the pack ice, which covers most of the Arctic Ocean, is at the high point in its seasonal cycle of expansion and contraction. Our story begins with the understanding that in most places, the ice pack is thinner than it was last year, and that when it retreats in the spring, it will likely do so to a greater degree than it did the year before, revealing more open ocean. This trend in both the thickness and extent of the Arctic pack ice and the potential that it has to create massive global weather change in the short term, decades rather than centuries, is what this posting is about. The current scientific understanding of the situation is based on research that has been underway since 1999. While there have been facets of this story that have appeared in the dominant media since then, the potential for serious impact is so large and far-reaching that it must be described as one of the most underreported science and environment stories of recent years. You can read that full report and also check out some satellite photos which show the great decrease in the area covered by pack ice, all on the Indie Canada site. That's www.hamilton.indymedia.org.
And the next track is sort of along the same lines, as it's about global warming, and it's by one of the bands who are playing at the Peace Not War gig next weekend.
next weekend,
yeah,
that's a new
next,
one.
Next weekend. Not the weekend,
shall
coming,
we
the
bring
weekend
that into
after.
Usage? Yeah.
The Alabama 3 with Disneyland's Burning.
There's a fire coming down through the hole in the sky. Mercury is in retrograde, the tide is getting high. Funny people talking, strangers in his town. Better get our act together before Sunday comes around. It's coming. I know it's coming. Don't be the promise to say we didn't warn you. Disneyland is burning, time is sending all the clowns all aboard. Last stop, California. Before he died, time to push the button and see what's on the other side. It's coming, yeah, I know it's coming. Don't be the ones to say we didn't warn you. Disneyland is burning, sending all the clowns all aboard. Last stop, California. All aboard. Last stop, California.
Okay, that was Alabama 3 with a track called what?
Disneyland's burning.
Burning.
That's from their acoustic album, so I think they'll probably sound different because I think they're playing on the punk night.
Are they?
Of the Peace Not War.
Okay.
Thing. Yeah.
Right. Well, they're usually pretty lively on stage. Anyway, we've got a couple of quick stories from the Indie Media Global Newswires.
And the first one is Iraq Diaries. These pages. By Imad and Daha. Imad is a 24-year-old non-violent leftist activist and a volunteer of IMC Beirut. He visited Baghdad and, along with other international activists, monitored ongoing human rights violations by the coalition forces while living with Iraqis and listening to their sufferings. He said, "I'm focusing on the impact of the long dictatorship, embargo, recurrent wars and current occupation on Iraqi civilians, especially women and children, and documenting and participating in their strife for freedom." You can find the diaries on beirut.indymedia.org.
I like the way you say Iraq, the American way. It's funny because on Al Jazeera, that's how they do reports. They say, in the country that the US calls Iraq. It's really funny. Anyway, we've got another story from Beirut. Indie Media, only one way to pronounce that, I think, even in the US, about state crime and the death penalty. Do not kill, La Taktul, resonated with every car that passed the road leading away from Rumia, the infamous Lebanese jail north of Beirut, where around 50 activists spent the night in protest and last attempt to spare three men from capital punishment. This was last week. The three victims are Ahmed Ali Mansour, Badia Walid Hamada, and Remy and Toan Zaata, who were all accused of killing soldiers in 2002. They were executed in spite of the disdain to such action and the local protest and attempts to pressure the government to refrain from such a crime. And you can find that story on Indie Media Beirut, which is beirut.indymedia.org.
What are you talking about? Make some noise.
That was Delta.
What? No, not me. No, 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 no. Go ahead, man.
I got
got rhymes for the deaf, dumb, and blind, and a 20/20 eyesight. Big mouth yapping, crystal clear ear. Competition's mere child's play. When I'm forming a kindergartner, sending yarder, drawing board, I floor niggas with the skills. I'm sick and bored of all the triggers and the steel that you're capping. Why don't you give all that weak shit a rest and start rapping? I'm puffing a Buddha, bless, yes, I'm packing bowls and spitting around on Tesla, bra. Be like the Wayne from What's Happening, talking about yeah. Can't defeat me, delete me, beat me, greet me with a grin, or get your chin, jaw, and your neck broke. And then I rip off your arm and throw it in a stew. Boy, y'all make mincemeat of you, Sims, beat a few wimps, eat a few shrimps, need a new temporary mind boggler, follow me. G, niggero, bigger flows, hover over small ones. Other flows of four, come and get some, running shit, one rhyme. After the next, master the flexology, follow me, take all of me. Fuck a beast, sucker, please. Don't you know my Uzi raise a freaking ton like Chuck D's? Like, thought I would contradict myself, didn't ya? I'm getting ya, I'm hitting your ass with bass, all in your face will taste a bit in ya. Bowls of soul, get on a train, but I'm not Don Cornelius, really. It's not no gimmicky shit like chicken popcorn. Now, new and meteor, shooting like a meteor, beats fattin' meteor. Feed me your brain, child, the strange style contains vowel language. So tell your kids to go to sleep so the beat can enhance your eye. If you're a rapper, grab your micro, cancel the clock, yo. Ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower. Hey, bonehead nigga, put your rhyme in the tow-away zone. Red's all I see, like if my name was El Toro. On the land, smoking a reefer, underwater, smoking a coral reef. I squash beef like a meat grinder. I'm the kind of chief rocker to seek and destroy, boys. Oi, I'm all of that and I'm plenty chillin'. So won't you sit and listen to the way I flip the script like a pizza maker flips a pizza, breaking shit, delete ya, making his complete awakening. Kids, I eat ya like a batch of bacon, bitch, taking it to the next step. Let's get ill.
That shit. Yeah, that shit came from
Soulside in the house.
Soulside in the house. I like to introduce myself. My name is Dennis Cooley.
That was going to be Stevie Wonder, but it was Black Alicious again. But you can't hear them too many times, I reckon. That was a track called Deaf, Dumb and Blind.
Okay, well, we've got some events coming up this week. There's an occupied social centre at number 93 Fortress Road. That's not Fortress Road, some people think. It's F-O-R-T-E-S-S. That's in Kentish Town, number 93. And there's a bunch of events happening there this Friday. This Friday, there's a film night. They'll be showing Kill Bill, and that's free. And there's, if you want to learn how to DJ, come along on Sunday, bring your records, and somebody there will teach you how to DJ. And there's also another event which I want to mention, and we mentioned it last week, but we've had some more information about it. It's the OIL, Operation Infinite Love, demonstration that's happening on the 14th of February. It's Reclaim Love. And the plan is to build the, to break a record and build the world's biggest human love bomb. And the idea is to get the biggest group hug. And it's at Eros Piccadilly at 3 o'clock, and to send love out across the planet and to reclaim love. That's not just about men and women getting it on. It's actually about clearing up pollution, hunger, war, and all the other issues. So that's at 3 o'clock at Eros. And I think there's lots of other nice little things going to be happening there as well. So, yeah.
And playing us out today are two pieces of audio, both off the Indie Media Newswires. You're probably not going to get them all because we're running a bit late. The first piece is featuring Mumia Abu-Jamal about Kevin Cooper's imminent execution. The second piece is Clarence Thomas talking about the trade union visit to Baghdad. And there's features on Indie Media UK Newswires about those. So we'll see you all next week.
We'll be back with a truckload more stories from the Indie Media Newswires then.
Any comments and suggestions, send them to irlnewswire.ziplip.com.
This is a collect call from who is an inmate in a California State Correctional Facility. This call and your telephone number will be recorded. If you will accept the charges, press 1.
I'm calling you from death row, San Quentin Prison. One day, I believe truth will come out. And if the truth comes out, then at the least I can get a new trial. That's all I'm asking for, is a new trial.
www.savekevincooper.org. Phone number 510-895-0332.
A man named Kevin Cooper has been given a date to die. On February 10, 2004, the state of California plans to kill him by pumping him full of poison. Cooper, convicted back in 1984 of the slaying of three members of the Ryan clan, and a visiting family friend, was also charged with stabbing an 8-year-old boy, but luckily the child survived. Why lucky? Because Joshua Ryan saw who attacked him, and upon recovery told police that it was three white or Latino men who slew his family, his friend, and tried to kill him. When young Josh saw TV news accounts of the attacks, he turned to a cop who was with him and exclaimed, when the picture of Kevin Cooper was flashed across the screen, "That wasn't the guy who did it. It was three Mexicans out of the mouth of babes." But San Bernardino officials didn't care. What does it matter that the lone surviving victim cleared their suspect? It meant nothing. They had their man. And on the 10th of February, they want a killing.
That's all I'm asking for is a new trial.
www.savekevincooper.org. Phone number 510-895-0332.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger denied a clemency hearing to Kevin Cooper, who is scheduled to be executed by the state of California on February 10th. A new team of lawyers and many activists around the state of California are working round the clock to petition the governor for a stay so that evidence never heard by the jury can be heard in the courts, additional DNA evidence can be tested, and blood evidence can be tested for preservatives to see if it was planted. The racially charged trial involved the destruction of evidence and other misconduct by the prosecution and police. Numerous facts that were not presented at trial or were discovered subsequently, in addition to questionable facts, motive, and testimony that came out at trial, cast serious doubt on the conviction and death sentence.
That's all I'm asking for is a new trial.
Call or email Governor Schwarzenegger at 916-445-2841. That's 916 area code 445-2841. Email governor at governor.ca.gov. That's governor at governor.ca.gov.
www.savekevincooper.org. Phone number 510-895-0332.
That's all I'm asking for is a new trial.
On February 9th, the execution will be at midnight, minute past midnight. The protest actually happens at San Quentin State Prison on Monday, February 9th. We are planning for the first time, really, a significant protest march to the prison. So instead of the traditional rally and protest that happens outside the gates, which is often involved a vigil of people bearing witness to the horrible crime of execution. There's going to, at this point, a planned protest march going into the gates of, going up to the gates of San Quentin State Prison. And that the protest rally itself is going to be really about standing up to this incredible injustice that is still scheduled to happen.
Please help save Kevin Cooper. No, help free Kevin Cooper.
I'm calling you from death row, San Quentin Prison. One day, I believe the truth will come out. And if the truth comes out, then at the least I can get a new trial. That's all I'm asking for is a new trial.
Call or email Governor Schwarzenegger at 916-445-2841. That's 916 area code 445-2841. Email governor at governor.ca.gov. That's governor at governor.ca.gov.
Please help save Kevin Cooper. No, help free Kevin Cooper.
www.savekevincooper.org. Phone number 510-895-0332.
That's all I'm asking for is a new trial.
So it's better, because it's after all, for the corporate world order, it's better that we function as livestock instead of active and proactive thinkers.
212. Yeah, this is Michael Franti here from Spearhead, and you're listening to
Indie Media's London Radio, connecting London with the rest of the planet. Stand firm, stay human, hold the vibes, and give the corporation some complications.
We learned that Iraqi workers are very much like workers here in America. When they're around the boss, they're more reticent to speak. But when they get away from the boss, they really let their hair down, so to speak. So we learned that when we talked to the workers at the Al Dorar oil refinery, that the average salary of workers is $60 per month. And these wages are part of what they call emergency wages since the occupation authority has been in power. People are not getting regular wages. They're getting payments once a month. $60 was the average salary. A few people were getting $120 at the oil refinery, and then supervision was getting $180. The workers told us that during the Saddam Hussein regime, that they received profit sharing, bonuses, they received money for housing allowance, and other supplemental income, which in some instances matched their salaries. The workers told us that they did not have adequate equipment like goggles, gloves, hard hats, safety shoes. We found that workers had to turn valves with rags in order to keep from burning their hands. If they get sick or injured, they do not receive any kind of unemployment compensation. We were able to also find out that between the months of September and October that there had been 3 work stoppages at the plant around issues concerning working conditions and salaries. And people shared with us how the Iraqi Federation Trade Union had been organizing workers and had been able to put together active committees. They had been selecting leaders, placing people in positions, and all of this has taken place without any recognition by the Coalition Provisional Authority to recognize unions because of an decree that was issued in 1987 by Saddam Hussein. And workers are working shifts that range from 11 to 13 hours a day. We were able to get the general manager, Mr. Al Kashab, to talk about what it would mean if privatization was to occur at the plant. And he told us that if privatization were to happen at that plant, that 1,500 people would be laid off immediately. And that because there is no unemployment in place, these individuals would have no recourse for any kind of compensation. That kind of gives you somewhat of a bird's eye view of what we encountered at that particular plant. When we visited the General Leather Factory, which is the largest shoe factory in the Middle East, the general manager was a subject of a walkout, and workers had actually marched to the Department of the Minister of Labor and Social Services to complain about working conditions and salaries. Since the occupation, it is very clear that it is the occupation authority, the CPA, that is actually running the government. And all of the various ministries that are in place are basically functionary and not really able to make any decisions to impact the lives of the workers because the CPA has been setting wage schedules, classifying jobs, issuing all kinds of edicts that have adverse impact on workers. You saw a small segment on the plant, the Moma vegetable oil plant, a plant that was inspected 20 times as being site of possible production of weapons, of chemical weapons. And that was because of the fact that PVC, polyvinyl chloride, is used in the manufacturing of the plastic bottles that the vegetable oil is placed in.